Okay, it's recording, I think. You said to tell you what happened, all of it. So, it was after dark. I'd been walking for hours. I thought I knew the trail, but it got cold so fast. My flashlight was dying. I was tired and stupid and I was crying. And then I heard your truck. You didn't say much. You didn't even ask why I was out there. Just told me to get in. I should have said no. I should have. But I didn't. You brought me to that old shed. Said it was warmer inside. You had blankets, water, a knife. I remember thinking how calm you were. You didn't touch me. Not at first. You just watched me drink. You said I looked grateful. Said grateful girls are the easiest to break. And then you made me take off my pants. Said you had to check for injuries. I didn't argue. I laid down like you said, on the blankets. I let you touch me. You didn't even pretend. You just pushed my legs open and spread me. Your fingers. You said I was already wet. You laughed. I wanted to deny it, but I was soaking. You called me your little hiker slut and said you'd keep me if I didn't scream. And I didn't. I bit my hand. You pressed yourself inside and told me how lucky I was, how your cock was the best thing I'd ever feel. And then you told me not to come, like I had a choice. You told me I was leaking on your cock, said I should be ashamed of how I clenched, that I was holding you in like I belonged to you, and I did. I do. Even now, sitting here, with your cum inside me, wearing your shirt, no panties. You told me to stay wet. You told me to record this, to make sure I remembered how easy it was. And I do. Every part. The way you bit my shoulder. The way you groaned when I stopped fighting. The way you told me that now I'm yours. That even if I left the woods, I wouldn't really be free. Because you'd fucked yourself into me. And now I'd always want more. I want more.